Day 318, or November the 14th. Why can't I stop? Today's thoughts come from Romans chapter 7, verse 19. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Paul stresses that rules and regulations cannot stop us sinning. Only an outside influence can change us, and the Holy Spirit is that agent who is willing to become an inside influence when we invite him. And now today's action step. If ever there was real evidence of original sin, this is it. We keep on doing the same old bad things day after day, even when there is no benefit to us, and even when we really sincerely wish we could break the habit. Of course, it's some encouragement to learn that great men like the Apostle Paul struggled just like you and me. But beware in case this becomes an alibi for you and me, never to tackle it ourselves. The old ideas of new resolutions at New Year and other special times like birthdays seem to have slipped into misuse, and I'm convinced that it is failure to keep them that's killed them off. Don't beat yourself up over regular failure in your life. We become aware of things in our lives that need to be resolved because the Holy Spirit shows them to us. Without the Holy Spirit, most folk are unaware of the grime and error in their lives. They use other people as their standard, and consequently, they don't do too badly. We, on the other hand, use Jesus as our mentor, and the challenge appears enormous. We need to look at others and ourselves in the light of how much progress has been made, rather than how much more there is to do. Ultimately, we are all becoming more Christ-like, but for many of us, the process is exceedingly slow. Never mind the pace, rejoice that you are aware of how much you need Jesus and his Spirit, and relax in the security of knowing he is always available, and tomorrow is always another day. Remember, we worship the God of new beginnings.